This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Last week Saturday, Christmas Eve, it was the day of the traditional transmission of a museum transmitter in Grimeton in Sweden on 17.2 kHz, operating with the only working Alexanderson alternator in existence. These high-maintenance machine transmitters, consisting of a motor and a large AC generator running directly on the transmitter frequency, were built from 1904 and were used on a number of stations all around the world, starting 1910 as a very low-frequency telegraphy transmitter. Although obsolete around 1920 because of the introduction of vacuum valves, a lot of these machine transmitters stayed in use up until World War II. The Grimeton transmitter was used for transoceanic communication with a station in Long Island using telegraphy until the 50s. After that, it was used until 1996 for communication with submarines. When Mike Oldfield recorded the original of his famous Tubular Bells album in the Manor studio in Shipton-on-Churwell in the UK, there was some unnoticed interference from a similar longwave station GBR in Rugby, also communicating with submarines. With modern SDR software, the CQ in Morse code of GBR can easily be detected from the Tubular Bells CD on the original frequency of around 16 kHz. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.